We begin seven lines down from the top on Tesvav Amud Aleph. Last time we discussed the rationale for the custom of selling or not selling a behemoth daka to an idolater. Now we're going to focus on the Mishnah statement that you're not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to an idolater. And the question is, what's the prohibition? My time, what's wrong with selling a behemoth daka to an idolater? Nihid l'revia lo chashina, and we're not concerned about revia. We're not concerned about bestiality for a large animal. Mebed be malacha chashina. But what we're concerned about is malacha, that when you sell the behemoth gasa to an idolater, then he's going to work the animal on Shabbos. Gemara says, so what? You sold the animal to the idolater. Who cares? As the Gemara says, v'navid, so what? Let him work the field. Kivin the zavna kanya. Once you sell the animal to the idolater, he owns it. So what's the problem? Gemara says, that's true, but there is a problem. Gezeira mishum she'elo u'mishum schirus. There's a concern about when you would, about lending the animal to an idolater or renting the animal to an idolater, that we're concerned that when you lend him the animal to do work or rent him to do work, and if he uses it on Shabbos, there'll be a violation of working your animal on Shabbos. And therefore, we don't want to sell a behemoth gasa to an idolater out of a concern that even though that is technically permitted, he may end up, you may end up renting or lending your animals to an idolater and would be in violation of Isser Shabbos because of Shvisas Behemta. The Gemara says, I don't understand. Why should there be a gezeira of Sheil and Schirus? The assumption is that by when you lend him the animal or you rent him the animal, it's still considered yours. Says the Gemara, Sheil Akanya v'Agar Kanya. When you lend him the animal, he becomes the owner for halakhic purposes. And when you rent him the animal, he becomes the owner for halakhic purposes. So therefore, there shouldn't be any gezeira. So then if that's the case, what's the reason why you're not allowed to sell a behemoth gasa to an idolater? El amar rami braid ravieva, gezeira mshum nisyoni. There's a concern, a gezeira making because of testing. What do you mean testing? So as follows. It's a test drive. De zimnin de zavna lahani nihile la nihile samach l'shkiyas achama. Because sometimes you may end up selling the animal to the idolater right before sunset on Friday night. L'shkiyas achama demali shabasa. Va'amar le tanasya nihile. And he's going to say, you know, I want to test this out. I want to test out and see if this animal actually listens to directions. V'shamale l'kale. And you're going to make some noise. He's going to hear your voice, meaning the Jewish owner's voice. Va'azla machmase, and it's going, the animal is going to move based on your command. Va'nichalei detezel, and the idolater is going to be happy that it was listening to your voice to see that it works. Va'havalei mechamer achar behemto b'shabbos. But what's happening now is mechamer. Va'mechaber achar behemto b'shabbos chayav chatas. There's a violation of mechamer. You're not allowed to tell your animal what to do and instruct your animal on Shabbos. And therefore you're going to be chayav chatas. So because of nisyoni, we're going to prohibit the sale of a behemoth gasa. In other words, we're going to prohibit the sale of a behemoth gasa on Wednesday because of a possibility that on Friday you may end up selling the animal on Friday night right before Shabbos, and it may be a violation of, potentially, of mechamer. It's a little far-fetched, but a gezera nonetheless. Now the Gemara is going to challenge this assumption. We had an assumption so far that she'ela kanya and schirus kanya, that when you lend out the animal to the idolater or you rent him out, that he automatically becomes the owner. Says the Gemara, maskifla, from a halachic perspective, maskifla rav shisha breid rav yidi u'schirus mi kanya. Is it really true that when you rent out the animal to an idolater, he becomes the owner? That's not, we learn in the Mishnah, it seems to be the opposite. Af b'makom she amru lahaskir, lola beis dira amru, says the Mishnah, that even in a place where we permit you to rent to an idolater, lola beis dira amru, we don't allow you to rent it as a beis dira. As Rashi explains, that the Mishnah says you're not allowed to rent your home in Israel to an idolater, but in the diaspora in Chutz La'aretz, you're allowed to rent your home to the idolater. But even b'makom that they told you that you're allowed to rent it to them, it's not l'beis dira. It's not as a permanent abode, but rather it's a place where you can, you know, storage house. You can't use it for sleeping, but for storage is okay. So says the Gemara. What's the problem? But if you're telling me that when you rent it out, you become the idolater becomes the owner. So who did? What difference does it make when he goes into the house? It's his house. So why should there be a prohibition of allowing him to dwell in the house? If schirus is kanya, then it shouldn't matter. You shouldn't limit it to one specific purpose. And if we see schirus is lo kanya. So Gemara answers, no, it's not true. Shiny Avodas Kochavim de Chamira. No, in general, Schirus is Kanya, but with regards to idolatry, we're more Machmir. Techsiv lo savi to'eva el beisecha. There's a special prohibition, as the Mishnah, as the Pasuk tells us, about bringing a to'eva into your home, and therefore using your home as an abode for an idolater, as a dwelling place for an idolater, would be prohibited. But generally speaking, we would say Schirus is Kanya. So now we challenge this a second time. Maskev la Rav Yitzchak Breider of Mashar Shiv Schirus Mikanya. Do you really believe that Schirus is Kanya? What do you mean? V'hatnan, we learn in the Mishnah, Yisrael she'sachar para mikoen yachilena karshine truma. When a Jew rents a cow or a bull from a Kohen, he can feed the animal karshine truma, small pieces of truma, because again, he's living in a Kohen's house. So you can feed him if Israel has truma set aside to give to the Kohen, he can give it straight to the cow. The Kohen, shesachar parim Yisrael, afal pisha mezunosa alav, lo yachilena karshini truma. However, a Kohen who rents this para from a Jew, even though he is now responsible for feeding it, he's not allowed to give him truma. Why not, says the Gemara, v'isak taydech schiros kanya. But if you're telling me that schiros is kanya, that when you rent it, you become the owner, milo yachilena. Why can't he feed it the truma? Part of the dehi, it becomes his. He's the owner right now for all halachic purposes. So rather must be elash mamina schirus lokanya. Clearly, it must be that when you rent something to somebody else, Jew or non-Jew, they don't become the owner. Well, if that's the case, then we have to go back to the original problem. We said you're not allowed to rent, you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to an idolater gezerah because of shela and schirus. And then we said, well, hold on, Sheila and Schiros, they become the owners. So we came up with a third answer in this uni. But now we see Schiros Lokanya and Sheila Lokanya. So it says the Gemara, V'hashta de'amrit Schiros Lokanya. Now that we're saying that Schiros is not Kona, Gezerah Mishum Nisuni, Gezerah Mishum Nisuchiros, Ugezerah Mishum Sheila, Ugezerah Mishum Nisuni. So now we can go back to our original answer and say the reason why you're not allowed to sell a behemagasa to an idolater is not only because of nisyuni, but even because of a gezerah of schirus and gezerah of sheva, that we're concerned you may end up renting or lending the animal to an idolater, and if they use it on Shabbos, you as the Jew are responsible for shvisas behemto, and you'll be in violation on Shabbos if they will be using the behema. So again, behemagasa is not allowed to be sold to an idolater, not because there's anything wrong with selling a behemagasa to an idolater inherently, but rather because you may end up renting or lending or testing a behemagasa, and if the idolater uses that animal on Shabbos, you'll be in violation of Shvisas Behemto, and if there's Nisyuni on Erev Shabbos, right before Shabbos, then there'll be a violation of Mechamer Achar Behemto.